Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of The Startup Show, we're going to talk about investor meeting do's and don'ts.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So you meet with investors. This could be the first meeting, the second or the third. This could even be a call. I think that a call could also qualify as a meeting. Whenever you interact with investors and you meet and talk to them, there's guidelines, right? Maybe not hard rules, but guidelines on some things that mistakes you should avoid. Many mistakes that a lot of founders have made, and you and I have probably made ourselves. And good practices, you know, best practices that will probably lead to desired outcomes and positive results. So we just wanted to share some of our experiences and tactics, things we've seen that founders do when they're successful, when they meet with investors, right?
Yeah. I mean, the first one I'll say is don't lie to them. I'm just going to go out there and throw it. I know you and I have talked about this, but like, just don't lie to them. Like,
yeah.
If you ask me what's a lie, like, it's something that your parents would not be happy with that you say, maybe. I don't know. Unless your parents are liars too. I don't know. But like, don't lie. The last thing you want to do is lie to an investor. What you're trying to do is build a relationship. And you're not even trying. Like, your goal is to build a relationship. And so don't lie to them. Tell them the truth about where your business is at and where you think it's going. You know, be honest. I've never seen an investor not have a lot of empathy and a lot of respect for founders that are super honest. And it doesn't mean that you should be negative about your business. Never be negative either, but be honest. This is where things are. Here are the opportunities and or problems in the business. And this is the kind of, you know, this is the stage we're at, and here's what we're going to do about those things. So it's like, don't go into an investor meeting if you've got some scars or some like problems in your business and you don't know what to do. That's another kind of don't. So do not lie to them. And do not go into the meeting unless you have a plan of action around the problems in your business. That way, when you don't lie to them, you'll be able to actually sound like you know what you're talking about in terms of how you're going to actually solve these problems or how you're going to learn how to solve these problems.
I love it. All right. So related to don't lie is be yourself. It's not the same thing, though, but absolutely be yourself. I think one of the biggest mistakes I see founders make when they interact with investors is they are trying to be liked. They're so concerned to impress the investor, to be accepted by the investor, to impress upon the investor, that they are all about becoming somebody they're not in order to please or appease the investor. Nothing is a bigger turnoff. Nothing is less sexy than being fake or being inauthentic or being incongruent in your actions and your whole demeanor. Nothing is more attractive than somebody who's truly him or herself and is authentic. So just be yourself. You are not going to be the right person for every investor. You're not going to be the right investment for every investor. You're not even going to be the right person. Some investors would just not like you. Some people don't like you. Deal with it, right? But be yourself, because if you're fully yourself, the right investor will love you or will want to work with you or will want to bank and invest in your company, and all the wrong investors will move on and hopefully find something that is a good fit for them. If you're not yourself, you're going to lose the ones that are right for you, and you might also lose the ones that are wrong for you, but even worse is you're going to attract the wrong people because you weren't yourself, so you attracted somebody that never wanted to invest in who you are and what your company is truly standing for. So absolutely, you need to learn to be okay with yourself, accept yourself, and be yourself.